The Davises have had a baby, but they're not sending out any announcements. Most new parents are a little scared when they have a baby. The Davises are terrified. You see, there's only one thing wrong with the Davis baby. It's alive. It's alive. Don't see it alone. Please. Rated PG.
So just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to tick me off. And oh, what fun. I will tell you what to do, and you will get it done. And oh, don't run. You'll find your nightmare here has only just begun. Welcome to my horror show.
Welcome to Horror for Dummies, episode 7. I'm your host, Tim, and with me is no one. That's right, I'm here all alone in this garage that I call a workshop, and I'm talking to myself. Now, unfortunately, this week is going to be a little different than usual show. If you don't know me personally or don't follow the Facebook page, which you should, you would have known that I recently had a baby. So, plans were a little bit changed, and if you didn't realize from the clip that I put at the start, we're not exactly doing Halloween 3 this week. I had to swap things around. Ben isn't here because, man, first child, it's a bit hectic getting into the swing of things, and I just had to postpone it until next week. But fear not, we will be doing Halloween 3. And this will be a big episode. I have a guest coming on along with Ben. We'll be drinking, doing shots while talking about this marvelous movie. I cannot wait to hear what Ben thinks. I recently rewatched it again, and I loved it more than I thought I did. That's me. We'll talk about Ben next week. But for this episode here, it was either we don't have a show this week, or I just put together something quick, just myself, just so you fans at least get something. And there's a lot of podcasts that I enjoy who tend to forget to release an episode at times. Luckily, my favorite ones don't do that. They're always on time. But I didn't want to be one of those podcasts that just, we'll do it next week type of thing. So I thought I'd put together something quick, something at least you guys got to hear something. If you like it, awesome. If you don't, once again, I apologize. But, man, I'm fucking so tired. I need sleep, eh? So, in this episode, obviously we won't be doing the same thing. We won't be doing Halloween 3, as I said before. But I'll be talking to you about a few movies that I've got a chance to check out. So it's basically a whole episode of What's Under the Bed reviews. I've got three movies. One I want to talk about in depth, two others that we'll just be skimming over, and one of those in particular I'll be ripping into with spoilers, but I'll put that at the end of the show, and I'll warn you before we get into it. Now, before we start, yeah, that clip at the start coming from the movie It's Alive, from 1974, the Larry Cohen one. Who also did Q, the Winged Serpent, and the stuff. I've seen the movie years and years ago, but I've never noticed that it was the Davis baby. If you don't know me personally, my last name is Davis, so I just thought that was fucking hilarious. Since, of course, of all the names in the world, there's a horror movie about a child with the last name as mine. So I thought that was funny. The funny thing is that Darian from the Pattern Room podcast warned me not to check out the remake. I stupidly did, and of course, he's right. When is he never right? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I had to watch that piece of shit. He was right, man. It was horrible. Everything was horrible about it. Man, don't watch the remake from 2008. Please do yourself a favor. Anyway, enough jibber-jabber about my bullshit. Let's get this... And once again, I'm sorry, people who were excited to hear about Halloween 3. It will be going ahead next week, next Saturday or Friday, wherever you're from listening. It will be going ahead. You'll be hearing us. You'll be hearing us drunk talk about Tom Atkins beating up robots and fucking random girls who may or may not be robots. Who knows? But before we start, this show has been brought to you by the Padded Room Podcast. Check them out. Check us out. And Cake Wolf at paddedroom.podbean.com. So, before we get into my first little movie, we have some listener mail.
Listener mail.
This might be an ongoing thing, I hope. If you want to join in on listener mail, you know how to do it. Get us at horrorfordummies@hotmail.com or check out the Facebook page. Check it out at horrorfordummies@facebook.com. You'll find it there and go and like that page if you have not already. So, not very much listener mail, actually only one, which is, I love listener mail, man. Get in contact with us. I love it. It's fun. Anyway, this comes from Gene Turner, who says, I've started listening to your show and I just wanted to let you know that I'm really loving you guys. You have really good chemistry and a lot of good humor. Thanks, Gene. I was wondering, what is the name of your intro song? I really like that song. Thanks. Well, Gene, I've contacted him. I've replied to his little message. But for all you people out there who do not know and who are agreeing with Gene and like the song is called Horror Show. What a name. And it's by Komodo Chords. Now, I just found this on YouTube randomly. You know how sometimes you just search up and you search up the simplest thing? I needed an intro, so I said, horror show song. And this is the first thing that came out. And I listened to it, and I'm like, that's fucking perfect. It's cool. It has that retro, like that old school 50s style. And if you watch the film clip, it's not much of a film clip. It's more of an animation. If you watch it, it's a little animation. It takes from that like 1940s, 1950s era type of thing, and it's really cool. Go check them out, man. He's got a few cool songs on there too. They're a lot different. They're not rock. I don't know what you would call it, to be honest, but they're cool. I dig them. So that's your answer, Gene. Thank you very much for that. On top of that, Gene has his own little review page on YouTube. It's called Gene's Reviews. He's quite good at what he does, and he's shown me movies. He's led me to movies that I haven't seen yet, and I liked. Backcountry was one. Because of him, I saw it and I dug it. So thanks, Gene. Yeah, all right. So let's get to our feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
All right, feature presentation. It's not much of a feature. No Halloween 3. But this one is a lot better. This is something that I've been following for a while. This is actually a fan film, believe it or not. And yes, I know, you're probably thinking, a fan film? Like, that's not really what we follow. This is one to follow. I swear my life on it. Now, this year has brought back some horror legends. We have recently seen Leatherface come back, Cult of Chucky, the new Jigsaw movie's come back soon, Annabelle, Pennywise the Clown, even next year we've got Predator, Michael Myers coming back. They're all coming back. At the start of the year, we were expecting Jason Voorhees to come back. Sadly, that did not happen, or did it? And I'm going to say, yes, it did, tenfold. This is a fan film called Never Hike Alone. And by God, it's fucking brilliant. Oh my God. I'm not much of a fan film follower, just because I don't have the time and how I don't exactly know where to watch them. There was one I liked called The Nightmare Ends on Halloween, which was basically Freddy versus Michael Myers, and then you had Leatherface and Pinhead and Jason all coming in the mix all somehow, but that was cool. But this one is on par with... Actually, no, this one is probably better than a big-budget blockbuster movie. So anyway, the plot is... A hiker's survival skills are put to the test when he stumbles upon the remains of an old abandoned camp and discovers its long-lost secrets. Now, that doesn't hint at a Friday the 13th or Jason film in any way, shape, or form. But that old campground is, of course, Camp Crystal Lake. Now, this was written and directed, and actually stars, Vincente De Santi, who has worked on a small animation called Rock Dog, but beyond that, it's only been small independent flicks, only short movies. It stars Drew and, you know me, if you've heard the show before, I'm shit with names. Drew Lighty, I think, who stars as Kyle. Once again, only has done short films. Now, most of this cast, most, not all, have only really done, like, small little parts. And this movie is a very small casted film. Yeah, so... And I know, you're probably thinking, a small casted film and a Friday 13th film, that doesn't really work. You need to have the body count high. And before hearing that, I would have agreed, but after seeing it now, this works. Oh, this really, really works. So the other actors, there are other people in it that only play really, really small parts, but Katie Schwartz and Robert DuBois, who only play small parts, but there is a cameo from a well-known Friday the 13th character. And I won't say any names, you can guess all you want, but you know, once you see him, you'll be shocked. You'll be like, oh, no way, that dude! So, yeah. So, a few little facts about this film, and it's really interesting because it started filming in October of 2016 and wrapped up only the 17th of July this year, but it's come out on YouTube, and this is a fun thing. You watch it through YouTube, it's free on YouTube. That's where you watch it. And it only runs for 53 minutes. So it's only a short film, but each one of those 53 minutes is not wasted. As soon as I started watching this film, the cinematography was something I haven't seen before. I've seen it before, but you go into this expecting it to be a fan film. So you expect the shots to be like a little like schoolish, if you may. This is nowhere near that. This, as I said before, this is on par with a big blockbuster film. The cinematography is incredible. Vincente De Santi really, really did his homework on this. But it's not just the cinematography, it's the story as well. So you always wonder, like, watching a Friday the 13th film, after the extras or whatever, you have the camp counselors get killed, you have that one final girl. Sorry, I had a blank there. You had that one final girl. And she always, as movies like to tease and hypocrite, they always fall over. And they always get like scratches and stuff like that. Never Hike Alone goes more into that. What would happen if you encountered Jason and you fell over, you broke your leg or you scratch yourself, blah, blah, blah. How you would survive with these injuries. Now, it doesn't so much show you about with the broken leg, but it does like these things. And it is a one man versus Jason Voorhees movie for the most part. And it really works. And it starts off as, and it's brought to you in this age, in 2017, with its social media type stuff. So it has its fair share of found footage, but it's more of the the actor filming himself, so it's not like running around shaky camera. You can view this without feeling sick, is what I'm saying. Now, as I said before, it's only a runtime of 53 minutes, but originally it was set to be 22 minutes, but because of the fans seeing this, they wanted more. So they leaped it up to 53 minutes, and now I want more after seeing this 53 minutes, and all I can say is I'm begging Vincente De Santi and the team, this amazing team. Well, I won't go into all of them, but they're incredible. I want them to continue doing this. And what would be unreal? What would make this incredible? And what really should happen? Because because all these people who created this incredible fan film, they've created a Friday the 13th film, a Jason film, which, in my opinion, is probably one of the best Friday the 13th films out there. Now, because of its runtime, because it's 53 minutes, it's not... I wouldn't say it's a full feature film, obviously, but if Paramount Pictures or New Line Pictures or New Line Cinema, whoever has the rights to Jason now, fuck, I can't even remember, I think it's Paramount, but whoever has it now, it'd be very, very wise for them to sign this team, give them the creativity to make a Jason film, a Friday the 13th film, and this will bank, I guarantee it. They have, give the fans the power, because the fans know how to use it. The big blockbusters don't. Look at The Mummy. Fuck me. The Mummy from this year, they ruined that. If you give the fans the power, and fans that know how to capture film on camera, they will make something big, something unreal. Sorry, sip of water. Getting off hold of myself. Now, the sad thing about this is, and this is kind of sad, because it's a fan film, the team, the creators, can't make any profit of it. They can't make money off it because it's a fan film, because they don't own the rights. Now, the production cost $40,000 and was funded through Kickstarter. And because of that, they can't make any money off it. It's just going straight to YouTube. So I urge you all to go check this out. I mean, it's on YouTube. It's for free. It's Never Hike Alone. This is incredible. This movie for me, I love to make a top 10 list of my favorite films of each year and my least favorite films of this year. As of right now, it stands at number one of my favorite films of this year. But Never Hike Alone is really fighting with it for the first spot. I cannot stress enough how gorgeous, how incredible this film was. This is a must-see. Go to YouTube now when you have time. How easy is it to put YouTube on your TV? That's what I did through the PlayStation 4, just straight up there. Go through YouTube, click Never Hike Alone through Womp Stomp Films. Go like Womp Stomp Films on Facebook. Do all that jazz. Support this film. You will not regret it. So that was a really short feature presentation. So what I thought I'd do, because it's a one-man show, man. If people saw me here talking to myself, it just looks so funny. What I might do is, instead of going straight to our next little talk show, our next little talking presentation, little review, I might play some music. Now, there may be a few more songs than the usual Horror for Dummies episode, but it's Halloween, man. It's a Halloween, like next Tuesday, like I'm recording on the Tuesday, the 24th. Next Tuesday is Halloween for us. So, by this time comes out, it will be almost Halloween. So I thought, why not? Let's just have a few Halloween party songs. So fuck it. And it just so happens that our good friend Alan from Alabama has requested a song. and it happens to be a Halloween song, and one hell of a Halloween song it is. This coming from Alan is Pet Sematary by the Ramones. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the Ramones. That's wrong. What I've heard from the Ramones I love, but I haven't really given them the time of day because I'm a busy man and I just can't do everything, all right? I'm sorry. I got too much Insane Clown Posse to listen to, dude. All right? I can't just spend all my time listening to the Ramones. But from what I've heard, what songs are... Because I've got friends who are in love with the Ramones, who love them. But for me, I just don't have time to check them out. Maybe I will. Maybe I will after this, because Pet Sematary is a fucking cool song. But anyway, enough of my jibber-jabber. You're probably so fucking bored right now. I'm so sorry. Enough with that. Here we are with Pet Sematary by the Ramones.
Under the octopus with the steamboats, ancient goblins and warlords, come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around, and at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares. Addicted to the sacred place, this ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs that are picking up bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victory is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. I'm
and we're back. I hope you all enjoyed that. Thank you to Alan for putting in a request. And if you want to put in a request as well, hit us up. Don't be scared. We'll take anything. If you want to listen to the Backstreet Boys, and by the way, I dig the Backstreet Boys. This is not actually a joke. I actually really like them. If you want to dig it, if you want to request anything, man, we're going to play it. Except Battlefield Band. No for you, Todd. All right, so let's do a little bit of What's Under the Bed reviews.
Yes, Johnny. Bed Reviews.
Alright, this week on What's Under the Bed Reviews, we're going to have two films that I want to talk to you about. This one here is in cinemas as we speak. From 2017, this is Happy Death Day. Now, the story is, a college student relives the day of her murder with both its unexceptional details and terrifying end until she discovers her killer's identity. So basically, if you haven't seen the trailer, if you have no clue what this is, basically it's Scream meets Groundhog Day, or I Know What You Did Last Summer meets Groundhog Day. Basically any 90s slasher meets Groundhog Day. And this film has been getting raving reviews. Now, if you haven't read my written review on What's Under the Bed horror reviews, go like that page too if you have not. If you have not read that, you would be surprised to know that I do not agree with any single person who is raving with this movie. And I have not heard a bad word about this movie until I saw it. I could not fucking stand this movie. This was the biggest piece of shit I've seen. Everyone seems to love it, and I don't understand why. It's so funny how people have different reactions to the movie. Like, you look at It, and It was such a fun movie that 90% of the audience loved it. But you have that small 10% who said it was boring. And I don't know what movie they were watching. I don't see boring in that movie at all. It was great. But this, everyone's saying it's fun, and it's a great entertaining watch, and it's original. It's not original in the slightest. It's Groundhog Day meets Scream, as I said before. We have it with the butterfly effect too. It's kind of the same similar thing. It's not original. I don't get what people are saying. In saying this before, I keep going. If I'm making you mad, if you enjoyed this movie, good. I don't want you to hate movies. I want you to enjoy them. If you did like it, though, please email us. Send us a message. Tell me why. I'll read it on the next show. I may be a little drunk, but I'll read it on the next show. And I really want to know why you liked it. As for right now, I'm going to tell you why I did not like it. Okay. Now, before I continue, this is the movie that I'm going to go into spoilers for, but I will do that right at the end, so I'll let you know when I'll do that, so you'll be able to skip that part. They'll be right at the end of the show, not at the end of this little talk. So, basically, the reason I didn't like this is because, okay, I did not realize that this was going to be a horror comedy going into, but it's not like, there's not like a Shaun of the Dead or Tucker and Dale vs. Evil horror comedy type. This is a fucking teen, I wouldn't even call this funny in the slightest. It's funny thinking about it because it was so, I was in there and I was cringing. I was with Jaleesa and I felt embarrassed having to take her. You know what's funny? I took her on the day that her water broke. I just wish that her water broke a lot of hours earlier while we're in the cinema, because it would have saved me a lot more of a boring experience. Now, what, as I said before, this isn't an original film. This is not an original film. And the jokes just did not work for me. They were cringeworthy, as I said before. But it's filled to the brim with teenage drama, basically. The story is so predictable. There were times I was watching it and I was guessing exactly what was going to happen in each spot. Yes. Look, I'm not going to... I can't continue to talk about this without not spoiling it, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to end this now. Everyone seems to like it. As I said before, I hated it. I give it a 3 out of 10. I did not like it. Besides the acting was pretty good. The writing was just horrible. For me, it's a 3 out of 10. But, you should go see it yourself, because I think, I'm guessing with what other people are saying, I'm the wrong one here. But go judge it for yourself. If you agree with me, please let me know, because no one is agreeing with me. And I just want that one person. Please, that one person. All right. So I'll post a spoiler little talk about that at the end of this episode. So be on the lookout for that if you have seen it and you want to hear my thoughts. The next little what's under the bed talk I want to talk about is a Netflix film. And it's just hit Netflix recently. This one is The Babysitter. Now, if you have not seen this, this is one I urge you to see. See, I should have seen this instead of Happy Death Day. This just would have been a lot better. Straight up, I'll tell you right now that this was a 9 out of 10. I had a fucking blast with this film. It was so much fun. From beginning to end, it was great. Now, this is a horror comedy, which I could get behind. It wasn't cringeworthy. It didn't make me shrug in my seat and hide my face. This was fun all around. Now, the plot is, the events of one evening take an unexpected turn for the worse for a young boy trying to spy on his babysitter. And his babysitter is hot. Now, this is a film that's smart, funny, and unlike Happy Death Day, it's not too predictable. It's not a film that will scare you. Hell, I'm sure most people have seen this, but still, if you're keen for my review, then stick around, yeah. It's not a film that's going to scare you, but it's more of a film that it's a perfect Friday the night, stormy night film where you can sit down, you can cook up some popcorn, you can have a laugh. It's not one that you're going to wrap your brain thinking what the fuck's going to happen. No, it's a simple, simple story that you'll enjoy. And one that surprisingly was filled with gore, a lot of gore. good gore. The acting is great. It's just like the film itself. It's a very enjoyable acting, and the pacing, it just works. It just flows through the whole film. You know, there was never like a rest easy. Like, oh, I'll pull out my phone now and start playing with, which unfortunately I'm guilty of, and I'm sure most of you people are. Don't lie. Come on, we all pull our phones out at some point in a movie. Now, this will have you at the edge of your seats. Or for the whole movie. As I said, the pacing is just great. I gave this a 9 out of 10. And this could have been a 10 out of 10, but there was just one thing that I didn't like. And I can't really tell you why, but it involves the killings. It's just something about it that just didn't really flow like it. It didn't make sense, is what I'm trying to say. That's why, the main reason. So, yeah, man, this was a blast. I can't speak highly of this film. It's not like Never Hike Alone. It's a different game, really. It's great, man. Go and check it out. It's on Netflix. Every single one has Netflix. And the funny thing is with Netflix original films is I don't understand how they're doing it, because you have so many original, like Netflix originals coming out, and I heard this on another chat, on another podcast actually, that with Netflix they it's a bidding war basically between production companies, and New Line Cinema had their little hands on this film because it was such a great script and it was going around to everywhere, but Netflix outbidded them. And they've been doing this a lot. Like, there's a lot of, like, you look at Gerald's Game, which is out now, and 1922, which just came out, two Stephen King films, which have just come out. You look at those, they're both Netflix originals. And you're wondering, how is Netflix getting the money? Like, they can't be getting that many new subscribers to do this. And, well, maybe they can, but in the future, are they going to be able to do that? Are they going to be able to pull, like Adam Sandler, who I'm not really exactly a fan of, he's signed to a 6-movie deal, and he must be getting big money. Like, he's one of the richest celebrities out there. So, they must be doing something, right? Fuck, I want to work for Netflix now. Show them how to fucking put horror movies on Australian Netflix. Christ. We just had an upload of horror movies on Australian Netflix. We got Friday the 13th, Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead. But they're all the remakes. Hills of Eyes too. They're all the remakes. They're not the originals. They did put Psycho on, which is a shock though. So yeah. But this is The Babysitter. And if you didn't realize by now, you should go check it out. It's a blast, man. It's a fun film. Go and check it out. Get some popcorn ready. Sit down. Hopefully it's thundering and raining, because that just lightens the mood so much more. It's so much better to watch a movie on. So that's The Babysitter. All right. We're coming in now with our last little segment. I know this is a really short episode. I'm kind of scratching my head with what to do, and I'm sorry. I really feel bad. Next week will be a much better episode. But hey, at least you're getting some content, even though it's half the length. I'm sorry, but all right, what's pumping on your iPod?
Oh, hot damn, this is my jam. Keep me partying till the AM. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air, 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 air.
All right. What's pumping on your iPod? Now today, of course, as always, we have two songs. And because this is the last week of Halloween, the last week of the month of Halloween, I'm sorry, I've got two songs, but they're both Halloween themed, and they're both a little bit different. Usually I put real songs up, but today I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go more on the horror movie, and this is the thing, like, me personally, if you haven't realized by now, I like my heavy metal, and I also like rap, a little bit of rap, and I've been, like, me and Ben have been playing mostly metal. I think maybe there was a pop song or something like that, but you dig what you dig, man. Like, and I'm not one for, sadly admit this, I'm not one for finding new music. I'm a creature of habit, man. I have my five favorite bands, and when they bring out new stuff, that's what I'll listen to. But what I've been checking out recently, what I've been really into, and especially this month, the month of Halloween, is film scores. So like the Jaws themes, but more elaborate films. So Let the Right One In, I've been listening to that a lot. That's an incredible score. If you have not listened to that yet, that you should check it out. It's beautiful. It's powerful, man. It has the power to fucking bring you to tears. So film scores, yeah. So I picked one that fits well with Halloween and would be perfect for you to play at a Halloween party. Now this score is from Friday the 13th, but it's not what you expect. It's from part 3. So yes, it is the disco theme. I just had so much fun listening to that. It's one of those scores that you can get up and dance and act like a fool. Who gives a fuck who's looking at you? Don't be a mannequin. Get up and dance. Boogie. Do something fun. Make people laugh. That's how you get chicks. The next one is, while it is a film score type of music, it's a combination of film scores. This one I found on Facebook the other day, actually. One of the pages that I liked shared it, and it's from a fellow named Franz Ventura. Now, he's a piano player, but he's played these themes in continuation on piano, and it's incredible. It's beautiful how he's just brought all these themes together, and it's fun to listen to because he'll go from one theme and slowly mix it into the next one, and it's fun just like listening to it and going, oh, that's from that movie, oh, that's from that movie. So I thought I'd share it with you guys. I had fun listening to it, and I think you'll have fun as well. So that has been What's Pumping on Your iPod. Before we go, I will tell you what we're doing next week, as you already know, but it is Halloween 3, and I promise it's going to be Halloween 3. We are going to do it. Seasons of the Witch. It's going to be done. It's going to be a big party. We're going to have balloons. We're going to have cocktail, little weenie frankfurts that you can eat while watching this movie. And we're going to have shots. And it's going to be fun. So keep an eye out for that one. I can't wait to do it. Can't wait to get drunk. So we'll have a guest with us as well on that one. So wait till you hear who that is. You may have heard him talk on this podcast before. So, until next week, and just remember, if you want to hear my spoiler review of Happy Death Day, listen after the songs are finished. And I'll tell you, I'll just give you a little bit of rundown why this film just didn't sit with me, just didn't sit right with me. If you haven't seen it, just after the songs are finished, just stop the podcast. I suggest you, if you want to go check it out, and I think you should check it out, make up your own mind. Hell, I could be fucking wrong. But until next time, I have been Tim, and I thank you all for checking out this half-assed Horror for Dummies episode. Once again, I'm sorry. But until next week, and with Halloween 3, I bid you adieu. Okay, alright, so if you are listening to this right now, you have either seen Happy Death Day or you just do not give a fuck. And if you're going off with what I think and not just not giving a fuck, well, more power to you, man. Good work. Alright, so here's my problems with this movie. And I'm just gonna dive right into it. Okay. You watch this movie and you're wondering why she is reliving these days. She's doing the Groundhog Day. And you're wondering why, and you're hoping that it's going to tell you in the end is going to be some cool twist. And the problem is, it never tells you. It never comes clean with why. Why she's doing this. And I thought maybe I was bored and not paying attention. So I searched the internet to give me answers. And no, I was right. They just did not tell you why she was doing it. But there were some fan theories. And one was because her mum had died, that she was pulling some strings from beyond the grave. That is the fucking worst excuse I've ever heard. And if that's the reason, that's just horrible writing. If they didn't even write that, they didn't even mention that or anything. If that was the reason, at least right at the end, have a shadowy figure going, "I helped you, honey," or something. At least something. Like, that's a horrible. I'd rather not get anything. So that was the biggest letdown, just how it ended. On top of that, when you find out who the killer is, that is another huge letdown. And the reason why the killer wants to kill her, it's like, it's such a teen drama type reason. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? We sat through an hour and a half of this bullshit just because of your jealousy? Are you fucking serious? So, all around, the writing was just horrible. And the jokes were cringeworthy. She smacks a guy on the ass and says, "Naughty boy." Like, is that meant to make me laugh? I'm not fucking 4 years old. You know what I mean? This movie all around is cringeworthy. It will be probably between this and The Mummy as my worst film of this year. I just did not like it in the slightest. And that was the reason why I stayed around to the end, was to find out why her days were repeating, you know? Now, as I said before, if you have seen this movie and you disagree with me, let me know. Don't swear at me. Don't break your phone or your podcast, your iPod or anything. Email me and let me know, and I will have a nice, gentle conversation about our thoughts on this movie. If you thought it was great, and if you want to put it at number one of this year, good on you. That's more power to you. Good on you. But if you agree with me, and you think this was the piece of shit that I think it is, let me know as well, because then we can laugh about it together. So, yeah, let me know. Anyway, there were my thoughts. I fucking hated it. Hell, I'd rather watch Phantasm again. And I fucking hate Phantasm. Fuck the Tall Man. Represent. Anyway, till next time, thank you for listening. This has been Horror for Dummies. I have been Tim. Thank you very, very much.